Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the new Adventurous Booty Podcast with your host, Chandra Thomas. The Adventurous Booty Podcast is a podcast dedicated to all things food and adventure. You can visit my website at theadventurousbooty.com. You can listen to The Adventurous Booty on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Radio Public, on Breaker, or Google The Adventurous Booty. That's it. Just Google The Adventurous Booty. Well, I have an announcement to make. Again, The Adventurous Booty Podcast is going to come on once a week, which is every Friday. Let me repeat. The Adventurous Booty will come on once a week, every Friday. It may be in the morning and it may be in the afternoon, but just know The Adventurous Booty will be on once a week instead of 3 days a week. So that way, it'll give me time to prepare for content. The next thing that's going to happen is every week of that once a week, I'm going to be reading scripture. Cheerful scripture, that is. Cheerful scripture. And then I will talk about the latest restaurant events, the latest foods, and that's about it. So I will definitely keep you posted on the changes I will continue to make. And as I try to improve The Adventurous Booty Podcast, I'm trying to minimize. I don't want to do too much. I'm trying to do as much as I can, but I also want to give myself and my voice rest. I mean, I love my viewers. I love every single one of you. I thank you for tuning in, but every once in a while, girls got to get a rest. See what I mean? You can raise your hand. I'm not going to see it. So today I want to talk about crunchy foods. I wish I had a mic sound, but you don't want to hear my sound because I sound crazy. Crunch. Crunch. For example, crunchy vegetables, cucumbers. I love that summery taste of cucumbers. It's like water. It's like you're drinking water and biting crunchiness at the same time. So cucumbers. And then there's apples. You can bite into the apple and drink the juice out of it, but you can also juice apples with it. And then there's celery. I love celery with some ranch dressing on the side. I love ranch dressing served with carrots, served with little cherry tomatoes with the side of ranch. Count me in. And let's not forget broccoli. Let's go to carrots, broccoli. Yeah, let's focus on carrots and broccoli. They are so good with ranch, ranch couplets, you know. I love to bite into the broccoli, the carrots, the celery together with a cup of ranch on the side. I know that the last building at my job, excuse me, they had vegetable cups with the little ranch cup inside. What I miss about that building, they have 5-star restaurants and they have healthy food options that be sitting there. And I take my little vegetable cup, I just bite into it, the carrots, the broccoli, the celery even. That is such sweet memories. And I get to dip it with some ranch sauce. That's a hookup. And then also one of the crunchy fruits that I like is, I know it's not strawberries because it's a little bit crunchy, not crunchy really, but soft in taste. I love strawberries though, but I'm trying to think of another fruit that crunches. And if you can think of any fruit that crunch, comment below on my the Adventurous Foodie Facebook page. But what I like to crunch, crunchy fruit, I know it's apples. And then there is, let me think. Well, when it come back to me, pineapple, I believe, pineapple. I mean, you can't exactly hear the crunch of a pineapple, but it's good. But it's this good sweet and sour taste. It's crunchy, but you can't hear it. You can have pineapples with anything, with a cake, with a fruit cup, with the yogurt on the side. It tastes so amazing. The pineapple is crunchy, but you can't hear it. And it's so sweet and sour, and it's good. I love to be drowned in that pineapple sweetness. You can make pineapple juice out of it. In fact, I want to buy a pineapple so I can juice it. Mmm. It is so good. I love pineapple. I love pineapples when it's juicy and crunchy. So delicious. So delightful. And then I'm going to mix it up a bit. Kale chips. I never had kale chips before, but I would love to try some. It's all the craze. Kale chips. It's an alternative for potato chips. But kale chips, I would love to try. Oh, which reminds me, the lettuces. Let's talk about the lettuces for a moment. There is romaine lettuce, the lettuce you have with your burgers. You can even have lettuce wraps. Like when we was at the Cheesecake Factory, my husband and I, we would get those lettuce wraps. We can add chicken, shrimp, and beef. You can have lettuce wraps however you like. But there's also romaine lettuce. You can have salads with romaine lettuce. Did you know that? And Walmart has salads, and Target has salads with romaine in it. Forgive me. So yes, romaine lettuces, regular lettuces, butter lettuces have all the crunchy details in a burger and grilled cheese sandwiches or whatever. Oh, paninis. Let's not forget paninis. Which leads me to crunchy sandwiches like paninis and grilled cheese sandwiches. You can put romaine lettuce in a grilled cheese but I like mine with a little turkey on it and sometimes chicken on it. Tiny bits of romaine lettuce though, not too much, because it is a sandwich that you're eating. It is a grilled cheese, that is. I can't think of anything else right now, but if it comes to me, it's going to be part two of it. Let me think of some crunchy fruits and vegetables. Give me a moment here. Let me dream a bit. I said lettuce. I said bell peppers. Bell peppers. Oh, bell peppers. You can make stuffed bell peppers and you bake it in the oven. You're not going to hear a crunch. But when it comes to something like tacos and burgers, Mexican burgers and nachos, bell peppers have the best crunch. The best crunch. And there's a variety of onions. There's white onion, yellow onion, and red onion. But my most favorite is red onion. Red onions is good on sandwiches. It's good on salads or anything that's related to red onions. But I've lately been cooking with yellow onions to make meatloaf. And I recently made burgers with red onions because that has a great taste in my mouth. And y'all, as I close for today, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Adventurous Foodie Podcast. And I will be on Fridays, once a week, Fridays, whether it's in the morning time or the evening time. I will be on. I apologize in advance for not recording for the past 2 days. I just need to get time to rest because I'm back to work. Let me say it a better way. I'm back at work now and it gets tiring. So that's why I went from 3 days a week to once a week, because it's better for me and I get better listeners. And if you enjoy the Adventurous Foodie Podcast, give me a 5-star review. That way, I will continue to record more podcasts like this. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Adventurous Foodie Podcast. And I look forward to speaking with you next week. God bless you.